You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Monday afternoon. Mark Russo from Chesapeake Energy in Chicago is on the phone line. Good afternoon to you, Mark.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Let's talk about the agricultural weather forecast. Producers have been able to move just a bit over the past couple of weeks, and I think the rainfall, past couple of days, that is, the rainfall that they were supposed to get over the weekend may or may not have come in as large amounts, but maybe you can tell me a bit more about that and what the week ahead looks like, please.
Yeah, exactly. With the areas that did get significant rains here over the week, and by and large, most of central and northern Illinois, we did have some swaths of higher totals in excess of half an inch, even upwards to an inch in areas of far southern Illinois and into central northern Indiana. But all in all, it was a pretty quiet weekend here and a pretty nice weekend here weather-wise across the state of Illinois. There's also rains further out west in the Corn Belt, and that's the one area of concern in the areas of Iowa and Minnesota. That's been the wettest here this spring and has had the fewest number of open days, and there was rain activity there, especially in the western parts of Iowa and southern Minnesota.
And as you look forward, what do you see?
Well, we do see temperatures now beginning to warm up across the Midwest, and a lot of that is due to this ridge of high pressure that will be now moving from the Rockies out into the plains and will be oscillating basically between the Four Corners region and the lower Mississippi River Valley, i.e. the Delta region, over the next couple of weeks. With that ridge in that location here, kind of centered over Oklahoma, if you would, that's going to place the Midwest and Northern Plains in an active zone, and we do see periodic thunderstorm activity firing up across the zone here in the Midwest, and so we see this generally active pattern continuing over the next couple of weeks with even the risk of heavier rainfall totals appearing here in portions of the Midwest.
And if you look to other parts of the world, China in particular, how is their crop faring as it makes its way into the summer months?
Yeah, they're starting in good shape across China, both in the North China Plain summer crop acreage as well as Manchuria ag acreage. Their soil moisture conditions are adequate following near normal rainfall in recent weeks, and we see additional rain on tap here over the next couple of weeks in that area. So they're starting off the season without any significant issues in China.
Thank you so much, Mark.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois. Joins us on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report. You have a really good afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason.